and it's locals only on News Talk 1590 KVTA. Yeah, a lot of kids are getting out of school. Mine are out, and I think this week. Yeah, holy cow. Miriam Willis is the co-founder of the Learning Success Institute here in Ventura with learning success tips for, hopefully they're working as well for you as they have been for me the whole time my kids have been in school. Wow, we've been getting together that long.
It's a long time, isn't it?
No,
I mean, really, it's several years.
Yeah, because I know you have helped me coach my daughter through some incredible trying times. So
that's what I'm here for. So I'm happy to hear that.
Yeah, she's going to be a senior this year, so the work continues.
Oh my gosh, yeah, because I mean, wasn't she in elementary school when we started?
That's what I mean. Holy cats, it's been a while.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Now, before we go on, Mariama, it's been a while since I've asked you about the Learning Success Institute, because your co-founder is Victoria, and I'm blanking on her last name.
Yes, Hodson. Victoria Kendall Hodson.
Mm-hmm. There you go. And how long you guys have been? Well, let's give a little background on the institute.
Well, we've been working together since 1988.
Wow.
I was giving a workshop on, you know, how can we help kids learn the best way they can. And she was teaching at a school at the time, and she came to the workshop and then came to talk to me afterwards. And I had mentioned that I wanted to create my own learning style strength assessment of some kind, because mm-hmm. there were some out there then, but I didn't like any of them. They weren't complete to me. And so she said, I'm interested in that, too. And so we didn't know each other, so we just started meeting.
Oh, how funny.
Yeah, so we met, like, once a week for a year and created what has been since 1989, the self-portrait learning style or strengths assessment. And it's been, of course, it was on paper because mm-hmm. nobody used a computer.
Exactly.
In
yeah, boy, we really have run, huh?
So people had to fill out the forms, and then it was scored and all of that. But and then 10 years later, it got put on the web.
Right.
So it's online, and it's been online since 1988 or 1999, something like that.
And you're all over the world now.
Yeah, people call us from everywhere. We Skype. We FaceTime, what all those different things. Yeah, and it's actually translated into Japanese, the online one.
Wow.
Because we had some people we were working with in Japan early on, and they, embraced it and wanted to use it. So we have it in Japanese as well.
Oh, how cool.
And yeah. So anyway, the one online is for third grade and up. About 8 years old, 9 years old, you need to be able to at least understand, you know, how to make choices, because you have to choose. There are, like, statements, and you choose what is the most like you, the least like you, things like that. So even if you're not a terrific reader and someone reads it to you, that's fine, as long as you have the understanding to answer. And there are a couple, you know, there are some kids that are younger that can do it, but basically, it's 8 or 9 years up. And then for the younger ones, we do have what we call the observation assessments that a teacher or a parent can do from observing, and they check things off, you know, from their observations. And those are, that's an e-book that also people can get.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so you don't actually put the answers in, you know, on the online whatever that's called, engine. I still don't know what any of those words are. All these technology words.
I know, and that it's crazy. And that alphabet soup changes all the time anyway.
Yeah. So, but you can get the ebook with all of the instructions and the form, and you know, it's, and you just download it and print it out if you have younger kids.
You can do it that way.
And then also, we just are relaunching our book, Discover Your Child's Learning Style, for parents, grandparents, but teachers too have used it quite a lot. And not that it's changed, but we changed publishers, and it's now being published by CreateSpace on Amazon. We put it there. And nice. So it's not quite... It might be up by this afternoon. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Because, you know, there's that little transition time.
Exactly.
And so right now all the used versions are there, but the new one will be back up. If not later today, then in the next couple days. And that has a quick assessment, like a shortcut version, downloadable that you can do. And then if you did want to have the full one for yourself, your family, whatever, there's a discount link in there. So that's what I want people to know, is that if they decide to get the book, Discover Your Child's Learning Style, there's a discount link.
Cool.
And it's about half price if you use that discount link, because it's $35 normally online, and I think it's about $17 or $15 or something like that.
Oh, coupons are always nice, yes.
Yeah, yeah. So, but you have to make sure that you get, it's got like a little figure running on the front, and that's the one you want.
Okay.
So when you go to Amazon.com, make sure that that's the one you're seeing, and that's the one that has a discount link.
Alrighty, cool.
Yeah. And it's also on Kindle, and it's on Kindle all the time, so... If you want to get it on Kindle, you can right now, and Nook as well. So
and see, she's making it so easy. It's
So you don't have to wait for the paper one if you want the Kindle, and a lot of people do that now, Kindle or Nook.
Yep.
So you can go and do that as well, and the discount link is in that, you know, those versions as well.
Oh,
so.
Well, I'll have to look for that then.
Check it out. That's who we are, but we're, you know, that's our foundation, the self-portrait. Assessment, power traits assessment, strengths assessment, we have different names for it. It all means the same. It's like what works for you.
Exactly.
And around that, we've built workshops, seminars, parent training, teacher training. We have a homeschool program and lots of things that we built up from
and
there.
And then you have little aside things, I guess, for lack of a better word. We've been talking with Miriam Willis over the last couple of weeks about the CARES principles. Because, you know, yeah, it's one thing to know how your kids learn, but then how do you help them with that? So you want to go back into the CARES principles?
Right. This is like the structure around it. Actually, these things are in our book.
Okay.
So the CARES and FIT principles are in the book, you know, really well explained, and even little activities for the parents to do.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, to expand a little bit. And so anyway, E, today is E.
Okay.
We've had the for CARES, we have the C, celebrate the child I have.
Mm-hmm.
A was accept my role as my child's coach. R was respond to my child rather than react. And today is the E, expand my views of how and where learning takes place.
Oh, how perfect for summertime.
Yes. You'd think we had timed it, but we really hadn't. It just happened that way.
Exactly. See, that's just how good Mariama is. Okay.
So I really like this one, expand my views of how and where learning takes place. And, of course, it doesn't have to just be for summertime. We're talking about all learning everywhere, whether it's school time, whether you're in traditional school, whether you're in a classroom or homeschool or, you know, or whatever,
right.
Because you're learning all the time. And right? I mean,
exactly.
You learn through movies, and you learn through somebody you meet in the supermarket, and the person says something to you, and you might learn something new. You learn through shows on TV. You know, you just, it's everywhere.
Yes.
You see signs, you have newspapers, books, of course, the internet, it has so much. And so the idea of this is there are so many people that struggle with traditional textbooks.
Yes.
And I know that more and more classrooms are offering options, but I don't think it's still enough. And it's still so much weighted on the side of the, you know, textbooks and reading tons and tons of text.
Yeah.
And this is not a new thing, right? I mean,
right.
Everybody that's ever gone through school, I don't care how old you are now, if you're in your 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, older, if you're in your 20s, the majority of the population actually are not textbook-type learners. And so nowadays, we have all these amazing opportunities and possibilities that we didn't have, like when I was going to school.
Exactly.
There was no internet. There were, you know, you couldn't just stick a movie in or stream a movie or whatever.
Right. You have to have the, if, heaven forbid, if it was a 3-day weekend and you left your book in your cubby.
Oh my gosh.
You were
right.
So screwed. Oh
so
my gosh.
The point is you can learn in different ways and it doesn't matter. And so if you do have to read Pride and Prejudice for ninth grade, which I think that's, you know, still one of them.
Yep.
Then maybe you can watch the movie. Maybe you can listen to it, the audio version.
Yep.
Maybe you can act out parts of it. And maybe you can go on YouTube and there are people already acting it out.
Right.
You know what I mean? So and I'm not, I do want to say that sometimes the movie versions, like the movie version of Scarlet Letter, mm-hmm. for example, the one with Demi Moore, it's not like the book.
Really? Oh,
when I watched it, I thought, wait a minute, I know it's been like, you know, 40 years or something, but is that, that's, I don't think that's right. And I actually still have the book because I love books and mm-hmm. I kept all my books. And I looked, and I, sure enough, it wasn't. So, but you know what? Sometimes it's fun to watch the movie, and then if you're not a a print learner, listen to the audio version.
Exactly, yeah.
Or have it read to you, you know, where, I mean, where you're looking at it, you might follow along, and it's, and the computer program you have is reading it to you while you're following
idea.
Along. You know, there are lots of ways to do it. Because then that's where some real thinking goes on. You go, okay, I don't think that's what the author, you know, I don't think Nathaniel Hawthorne had that in mind.
Yeah, really? Oh, wow.
Because look what's here. Look what they did in Hollywood.
Yes.
So you can compare, and then you can do another classic and watch the movie, and then maybe that movie will really stick, you know, to the book. And so then you're really doing something. But my point is, it's not cheating if you listen to it.
Right.
Or you watch it. You're still getting the information. And I think there's still a little bit of that idea that, well, you didn't read the book.
Right, yes. I will quiz you on the path. That's the thing my daughter gets all the time when I say, well, just, you know, listen to it. Download the audiobook, and then while you're doing other things, you can listen. She goes, no, because that's the abridged version, and he will find something obscure, and, you know,
well, right, and so you do have to listen to the full version if you're
right.
going to do, if
but
you're going to be tested, in other
so
words.
She's so wigged out about stuff like that, because, you didn't read the book. Yes, I did.
Right. Right, and so, you know, we have to start changing those mindsets, but meanwhile, sometimes, even if the movie is not, you know, really right on,
uh-huh.
it helps that person to get the gist of it.
Yes.
So, for example, if you watched this version of Scarlet Letter,
right.
It might not be exactly true to the book, but you are immersed in that time period, you know,
right.
with the, what they're, where the costumes, the language, and everything. And some people need that before. Or they either read the book or listen to, you know, the full version. Because what they saw helps them to get into the context of it, etc. And then they have better understanding of what's going on because they can't visualize it themselves.
And this kind of goes, we're talking about the CARES principles and expanding your view of what learning is. And it kind of reminds me of you talking about some kids can't, you know, get it when they read, like, the math problems, but if you put
mm-hmm.
the blocks out and they see it, you know, they,
mm-hmm.
that's, they're still getting the information, but, you know, you as the parent or the teacher or the coach or the tutor or whatever, or even a student, you've got to, you know, it's like, well, maybe this way will work. They're still getting the lesson, but
right.
It's not, you know, in black and white on paper. It's,
right.
you know, it's in 3D kind of.
Yeah, or they sketch it out or something. I mean, what do you care if they end up knowing how to multiply?
Exactly,
what's the
yes.
difference? You know, how they actually learn it. So, and so when you said summertime, you know, it's kind of a perfect time to think about this because a lot of people are, you know, parents are, oh, they're going to lose during the summer, and teachers, they're going to lose during the summer.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what? They don't lose anything that they really learned. So if they lose it, they didn't really learn it. And it's a problem because, a lot of the way we teach is just memorize this, take the test. Well, you didn't really learn it if that's what you did.
They're teaching
you
the test.
So if there is anything you want to really learn, again, do this in the summer. First of all of their activities that they're doing, whether they're, sailing, hiking, anything that you're doing during the summer, some sports, whatever their interests are, gardening, playing the guitar.
Right.
Those are all learning opportunities. And our brains are great, and they connect things and integrate things. And so those are all wonderful. And, it's a time to get out of the sort of the traditional school type of learning and bring this other learning in. But also, you can integrate some other things. So if you wanted to integrate some math or some reading, etc., bring it in different ways.
Right. It's like a pot pie. I always say that. You hide the vegetables in there. The kids eat the vegetables. They don't know no better, right?
There you go.
You hide the education in the fun stuff, and they don't see it as math, right?
Right.
I hate to be that mom, but that's how it works for me.
Well, but really, if the kids are interested in painting their room or something, you got to do math.
Exactly. Yes, that's how
you have to figure out how much paint you need. And I'm going to say this: there are parents out there that are going, "Oh my gosh, I don't know how to do that."
Yeah, that's very true. Yes,
because we weren't taught well how to connect these, abstract things in the workbook to real life math when you need it. So if you don't know how to do that, learn it together. Tell your kids, I don't know how to figure out, how many gallons we need, square footage and all that. It's all mystery to me, so let's do it together. But then it'll be relevant because it's for a specific thing that they want to do, or building beds in the backyard for the garden, whatever any of these things are. And then it makes sense, and you're learning the math for something useful and motivating.
That's true. And this works for any subject. I always just bring up math because
I'm a
student about math. So,
right.
So, Mary Emma, let's give the contact info for the Learning Success Institute.
LearningSuccessInstitute.com is our main website. Lots of information there. And then a newer one we have, PowerTraitsForLife.com. And that breaks down all of the parts of the self-portrait assessment, showing how to use it, how to apply different things for work, for school, for learning, for life, relationships.
And it's funny because sometimes, as a grown-up, like you said, oh, I never learned how to do that. It's like maybe something will spark in your head and you'll say, oh, I can do that.
Absolutely. We have adults all the time say, oh my gosh, now I know I can do this, or even changed careers because they were empowered by knowing this information about them. And if you're a teacher or a school person out there, we have a website just for you. Of course, you can go to any of these, but this one is especially for schools. It's reflectiveed.com.
Neat. And with all the new teachers graduating this month and last month, this is a good bunch of info. So thank you.
Thank you
for all that. And Victoria, too.